Now, a cervical cancer screening study will give its participants the option to test at home. The study will look at the impacts of the HPV test, which will be Aotearoa's main screening method for cervical cancer from next year. About 3,000 participants will be able to choose whether to have their test at their doctor's surgery or do it themselves from home. Peter Sykes was leading the study for the University of Otago. Christchurch joins us now. Morena, Peter, this has been a long time coming.
Yes, you're right, Morena. Thank you for having me on. Yes, we've all been looking forward to this for some time, and the information behind our screening program has changed while we've been waiting, and now it's clear that it's safe and preferable to offer all women the option of the self-test rather than just have the doctor take the test from the cervix, doctor or nurse take the test from the cervix. So that allows women greater access to cervical screening.
And is it the same as the smear test? Is it just as effective?
It's better. That's the great thing about it and why we've been waiting for so long. The HPV test.
Why haven't we had it sooner, Peter?
Well, there's been having to be major changes to the screening register, which has been the main hold-up. And it is a big change. Although it doesn't sound like a huge change, there's a big change to systems that's been required. So, yes, it has been slower than a lot of people would have liked, but it's really around the corner now, so it's getting very exciting, really.
Will this save lives?
Yes, we're pretty confident that just the introduction of HPV testing will have a significant impact on the number of cancer cases we see, and if we can improve coverage, which is certainly the hope with the self-test, then we'd have a substantial impact on the number of cancer cases we see. About 50% of people who get cancer have not been recently screened, so if we can reduce that number, that's fantastic. And about a third of people who get cervical cancer have had a test and it's been reported as normal, and that number should significantly reduce with the HPV test. So we're quite optimistic there'll be a significant impact.
Oh, thank you for your time this morning. That is Peter Sykes, who is leading that study for the University of Otago.